Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for coming and for giving me the opportunity to present my research. My name is Dulce Maria Jimenez Aguilar, and I am a postdoctoral researcher at the United States Department of Agriculture, Children's Nutrition Research Center, Baylor College of Medicine. And my presentation is titled Vitamin C and Phenolic Compound Concentrations in the Leafy Vegetables Solanum scabrum and Ginandropsis ginandra. Solanum scabrum and Ginandropsis ginandra are leafy vegetables native from Africa. Solanum scabrum is known as African nightshade, and Ginandropsis ginandra is known as cat whisker or spider flower. Both species are used as traditional medicine or as food after being baked, boiled, or cooked with other vegetables. In Africa, these leafy vegetables are commonly sold in markets, and both species are consumed together. The most likely reason is because African recipes don't include solanum leaves without Ginandropsis ginandra leaves, and vice versa. According to the 2010 dietary guidelines for Americans, it is recommended to consume between 4 and 5 servings of vegetables per day. Also, recommendations are to select from 5 vegetable subgroups, one of which is green leafy vegetables. Solanum scabrum and Ginandropsis ginandra are options of leafy vegetables that could be considered to consume everywhere. Leafy vegetables are important sources of minerals, vitamins, and phytochemical compounds. One of the most abundant vitamins in leafy vegetables is vitamin C, and some of the most valuable phytochemical compounds and leafy vegetables are phenolic compounds. Vitamin C prevents scurvy, maintains the immune system healthy, and is an antioxidant. And phenolic compounds are antioxidants, antimutagenics, anticarcinogenics, hypolipidemics, and actibacterials. Information about the nutritional and phytochemical composition in Solanum scabrum and Ginandropsis ginandra is scarce, and their value has not been estimated. For that reason, the objective of this study was to evaluate the vitamin C and phenolic compound concentrations of Solanum scabrum and Ginandropsis ginandra and calculate the vitamin C contribution per serving. Two accessions of Solanum scabrum and 8 accessions of Ginandropsis ginandra were obtained from the USDA National Plant Germplasm System. Seeds were germinated and then planted in synthetic soil. The plants were grown in an environmental grow chamber for 5 weeks. Leaves were harvested and immediately they were frozen. After that, the samples were freeze-dried and they were ground before to be analyzed. In those samples, it was evaluated the vitamin C, phenolic compounds, and flavonoids by using spectrophotometric methods. The concentrations of these compounds were calculated in fresh weight. Vitamin C can be found in 2 forms, the reduced and the oxidized forms. The ascorbic acid is the reduced form, and the hydroascorbic acid is the oxidized form. It can be observed that in these leafy vegetables, the predominant form of the vitamin C was the reduced, which is good because the main biologically active form of the vitamin C is the reduced form. is the ascorbic acid. One accession of Solanum scabrum and two accessions of Ginandropsis ginandra had the highest concentrations of total vitamin C. A serving of these leafy vegetables contains around 30 grams of fresh product. With this data, it was calculated the contents of vitamin C per serving in these leafy vegetables. It can be observed that any serving of these leafy vegetables contains more vitamin C than other leafy vegetables commonly consumed, such as spinach, mustard greens, and collard greens. The FDA recommends a daily consumption of 60 milligrams of vitamin C. A serving of these leafy vegetables contains between 28 and 42 milligrams of vitamin C, which represents between 47 and 70% of this recommendation. We can see that these percentages are high. All of them have more than the 20% of the daily recommendation. Therefore, according to the FDA food labeling guide, these leafy vegetables can consider excellent sources of vitamin C. Phenolic compounds in fruit and vegetables can be found free or bound. The sum of both is total phenolic compounds. Free phenolics are rapidly absorbed in the stomach and in the small intestine, and they are distributed through the human body with several good benefits. And bound phenolics have chemopreventive activities against colon cancer. So we can say that both are good for health. It can be observed that in Solanum scabrum, the concentrations of free phenolics are higher than bound phenolics, and that some accessions of Ginandropsis ginandra have similar concentrations of both kinds phenolic compounds. This accession of Ginandropsis ginandra had the highest concentration of total phenolics. This concentration is similar to the concentration reported in green kale. The rest of the leaves have concentrations between 2.3 and 3.5 gallic acid equivalents. All leafy vegetables have higher concentrations of phenolic compounds than water spinach, watercress, and spinach. Total phenolics, total flavonoids. Flavonoids are phenolic compounds. The consumption of the flavonoids reduce the risk of cardiovascular and chronic disease. It can be observed that Solanum scabrum had the highest concentrations of flavonoids. These concentrations were similar to the concentration reported in cowpea leaves, and they were one time higher than in spinach. Also, Solanum scabrum leaves had at least one time higher concentrations of Ginandropsis ginandra leaves. The conclusions of this research were all leafy vegetables studied were shown to be excellent sources of vitamin C. Vitamin C and phenolic compound concentrations in Solanum scabrum and Ginandropsis ginandra are higher than in several commonly consumed green leafy vegetables. And considering the importance of vitamin C and phenolic compounds in human health and their presence in these green leafy vegetables, the consumption of these leafy vegetables should be promoted. Finally, my mentor and I want to thank Lee, David, and Gretchen for their excellent technician support. And we want to thank CONACYT and the USDA Agricultural Research Service for funding this study. Thank you. Do you have questions?
Yeah, I have two questions.
Yeah.
One, if you cook these vegetables, does the vitamin C change? And two, how does that compare with having a small glass of orange juice?
Okay, the first question. It is probably that when these products, these leafy vegetables are cooked, the concentration of vitamin C is reduced. But
how much?
It depends on the conditions. Vitamin C is very susceptible for light, for temperature. But we need to do, it could be interesting to do proofs how it can be reduced. But it's almost sure that the concentrations will be reduced. And the second question, can you repeat?
Was, how does that compare to having a small glass of orange juice each day? What percent of your requirements for vitamin C is fulfilled by a small glass of orange juice?
How can I compare the vitamin C with other products?
Yes, I mean, how much, I don't know, how much vitamin C do you get in a small glass of orange juice?
I'm not sure if I understand, but when we consume a juice, the specifications are in the label. Probably the technique can be similar, but regularly the comparison is done with the USDA database.
Now my only point is that many people drink orange juice every day.
Uh-huh.
And they certainly wouldn't eat this product every day.
Uh-huh.
So I wondered, if you drink orange juice every day, do you fulfill your vitamin C requirements? Do you know?
I guess.
Yes. Are these mostly eaten by the people raw?
They are usually cooked. They are more consumed in Africa. Recently, I knew that these leafy vegetables are consumed too in India.
Is there any negative side effects of eating these vegetables? I mean, some of the phenolic compounds, if they're high, can be, hard to digestion.
Yeah, it's possible that the structure of these compounds be changed during the digestive process.
Have you tasted these compounds?
No, not yet.
Do you have fruits? The first one, the fruits, was also used very commonly.
The fruits?
Yeah.
Sorry, can you repeat?
The fruit of Sananum was Skybro, so that's the fruit being used also.
Yeah, but we only have been grown the plants until the 5 and 6 weeks, and we have not seen the fruits of these products. Okay.
Well, what's the water content of those vegetables?
It's around 85% of the water in these leafy vegetables. Okay. Thank you so much.